Greetings, I'm Christy the Wordsmith. In 1624, France's King Louis XIII covered his prematurely balding head with a wig. With this one act of vanity, the 23-year-old monarch ignited a fashion trend that raged throughout Europe for the next century and a half. Imitating King Louis's whim, French courtiers and nobles began sporting their own wigs. By the 1660s, wealthy, fashionable English aristocrats took up the trend, and throughout the 1700s, no respectable European male would be seen in public without his custom-designed hairpiece. Fashioned from locks of human hair and sewn, curled, and powdered by wig makers, a man's peruke, as it was sometimes called, was an indicator of his socioeconomic status. The more important the man, the more elaborate the headgear. The wealthy owned several hair pieces and could afford to finish them with ribbons and scented powders. Clergymen, barristers, judges, shopkeepers, and even common soldiers paid handsomely for the wigs appropriate to their station. This mania for elaborate hair pieces began to wane near the close of the 1700s, but the custom left a permanent linguistic reminder, the term bigwig, referring to an important, powerful, or wealthy person, one who, in an earlier century, could afford a peruke of notable proportions. I'm Christy the Wordsmith, coming to you from the studios of KGLT-FM in Bozeman, Montana.
Christy the Wordsmith is sponsored by the Gelhausen Family Foundation, Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and Zoot Enterprises of Bozeman, Montana, a global provider of advanced decision management solutions for the financial services industry. ZootSolutions.com.